This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning to you and welcome in live from the 17th Junkies Poker Open at MGM National Harbor, just outside the theater where the poker players are getting ready to try to win themselves some money. Grant and Danny is on the road. We are back from Chicago, back in the nation's capital, ready for game five. And that's right, Danny, there will be a Nationals-Cubs game five tonight, the National League Division Series. A decisive fifth game thanks to the Nats. A gritty, gutsy effort. A game for the ages from Steven Strasburg. Seven scoreless, 12 strikeouts. The swing heard round the baseball world. From an unlikely hero, the eight hitter in the lineup, Michael A-plus Taylor.
There is so much to get into. There is so much to discuss with it. It has to start with Strasburg. It has to begin right there. The backdrop, the context, the previous 24 hours of what the hell are they doing? What's happening? Is he pitching? Is he not? Is this on Strasburg? Is this on the team? Is this on Dusty? Is this on Rizzo? Is this on Mike Maddux? Whatever. All of that context of the last 24 hours. Add in Steven Strasburg's own personal history of not being available when it matters. Some his fault, some not. Add in the sort of perception league-wide of what Strasburg has been or was, or you got the talking heads saying that I wouldn't be able to look my teammates in the eye and so on and so forth. Guys on ESPN and worldwide in baseball. Given the elimination game, the terrible conditions, and oh, by the way, some kind of illness. I don't know how significant it was or wasn't. I don't know how he was feeling, whatever.
Supposedly getting IVs. He was supposedly dealing with an illness that could have ended him, ended up with him getting treatment in a hospital. They chose to treat him at Wrigley Field instead.
Given all of that, this is one of the great pitching performances in baseball history. I am not using hyperbole here. This is
maybe a little bit of hyperbole.
Given the backdrop, given everything that happened, given everything that went into it, this is one of the great postseason pitching performances in baseball history.
Seven innings, three hits, scoreless, two walks, 12 strikeouts. What is so amazing about Strasburg's outing yesterday was that he had no margin for error because, again, the Nationals lineup did not really hit. They eventually came through with the grand slam, another prolific eighth inning, just like in their Game 2 win at Nats Park when they had the two-run homer from Harper and the three-run game-winning homer from Ryan Zimmerman. They have now scored a total of nine of their runs via three long balls. The two runs in this series not scored via homers have scored on errant plays, yes. Unearned. They have not had a single earned run at any point in this series. Because, Danny, they only hit home runs to score their runs they cannot manufacture. Steven Strasburg yesterday was the story. He was magnificent. Seventh inning of play. He is clinging to a one-run advantage. He punches out the side up over 100 pitches in pitch count. Dusty Baker correctly stood with him a game after, not standing with Max Scherzer, which you and I actually agreed with at the time.
Right.
Here was Strasburg's final batter faced, a changeup. He threw 33 changeups yesterday. He got 15 swings and misses on one of the most amazing offerings in all of baseball. Joe Maddon after the game said, that pitch we've got no answer for. Tying a record with 22 strikeouts in the division series. Here's how it sounded.
The 3-2. Swing and a miss, change up in the dirt, he struck him out. Steven Strasburg fans the side in the bottom of the seventh. He's got a dozen. Zobrist, Russell, and Hayward all down swinging. Seven shutout innings for Steven Strasburg.
You can't pitch any better than he did, but at that time, they hadn't gotten him any run support. At that time, they had not helped him. I tweeted, one run is not going to be enough here.
Yes.
Eventually, it would be because Dusty touched the right buttons. Brian Madsen in the eighth was good. Sean Doolittle in the ninth was terrific, but it was Michael Taylor. Michael Taylor, not Daniel Murphy, who finished second in the batting title the last 2 years. Not Ryan Zimmerman, who's come through time and time again in this series. Not Bryce Harper, who's going to make $450 million next year. Not Anthony Rendon, who was the MVP of this team. It was Michael A. Taylor, who wasn't even on the 25-man roster in everybody's mind when the spring training portion of the year started, who delivered the biggest swing. You won't forget where you were when this happened.
One ball, one strike, Davis sends. The kick and the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Right center field. Hap going back. Way back at the wall. He leaps and it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Goodbye. It's a grand slam home run for Michael Taylor. Into the basket in right center field. With the wind blowing in on a day when no one could hit it out. Michael Taylor has hit a grand slam here in the top of the eighth inning. And it's now the Nationals 5 and the Cubs nothing. Unbelievable!
That actually was unbelievable. It broke the it's happening again to the Nats offense up. It changed the narrative. It changed everything. Because they were doing it again. The thing that they've done all postseason, the thing they did in 2014, it was happening again. Jason Wirth up with a runner on third and one out, strikeout. Jason Wirth up with the bases loaded, strikeout. In the eighth inning before that, Bryce Harper, strikeout. Ryan Zimmerman picked off from first base. Despite best efforts to get runners on base, it was going to happen again. They were going to have one run on the board, and everyone was going to be puckered, and everybody knew this is how it was going to go. Michael A. Taylor off the closer, Wade Davis, by the way.
Yes.
Into the teeth of the foggy, miserable Chicago wind.
Nobody could hit the ball out yesterday.
Especially Oppo. Patently absurd that he did that. God bless Michael A. Taylor. That was absolutely incredible.
This is what I love about the playoffs and what I love so much about October. You never know who the hero is going to be. I mean, if you yesterday, before the game, called up to the show and you said, guys, Stras is going to end all of this controversy and this turmoil, all of this ridiculous discussion with a 12-strikeout, 7-inning shutout masterpiece, I'd have said, okay, that's pretty good theater. And then you tell us someone's going to hit a grand slam, and we go through the lineup to pick who that grand slam would have come from. Michael Taylor might have been the fifth or the sixth option. That's what playoff baseball is. That's what a championship organization looks like. That's what the medal, the reserve of a team that can make a World Series run becomes. When the eight hitter, who, by the way, I would make the case, has been the most productive, consistent offensive piece for the Nationals in this series.
You know, your case is backed up. I'll file an amicus brief for that. There's no question.
I would move him up in the order today to second, probably.
I would.
Now, we can get more into some of the changes that you could make, you
they
should
won't.
Make, what's going to happen. I think they're probably just going to run the same lineup out there because they won.
They want to make sure Jason Wirth gets those clutch at bats again with runners in scoring position.
Struck out twice yesterday, once with a runner at third, once with the bases loaded.
Hit a ground ball, please.
But if you hit Taylor second, behind Turner, which I wouldn't advocate for early in the year, but he's feeling it right now. You move Lind into the lineup, possibly sixth. You move Rendon up and or maybe Lind is seven, however you want to do it, and you sit Wirth. I could live with that. But it was Taylor who played hero yesterday. You look ahead to tonight, we don't know who's going to start. We'll get into what we think should happen, who should start, who comes out of the pen, how much Max Scherzer are we going to get to see. I will be absolutely both shocked and disappointed if he does not pitch tonight. It's going to happen. Your season's on the line. You win, you go to your first LCS. You lose, it's all over, and we all pretend like nothing happened. Scherzer's going to go. I think if Dusty Baker doesn't ask him at any point to come into the game, he'll just come out of the bullpen on his own and rip the ball out of somebody's hand. That's how Max operates. So we don't know who's going to pitch. We don't know what the lineup's going to look like. We don't know if Lynn's going to get some run as a starter, who's 2-for-2 in the series now, by the way, after coming in and delivering a hit to the second base spot yesterday. But what we do know is we get a game five. And I know there's negativity swirling, and I know people are saying this is the setup. This is how it happens. This is how it's all going to end. I refuse today to be sad or negative or to worry or to be upset in any way until the Nationals are trailing in the late innings. If that happens, I will react accordingly. But for the 4 hours of this show and for all of the hours of my day leading up to the first pitch, I am going to assume that today is the day. Today is the day that it's different. Today is the day that the Nationals break the drought. Today is the day that they get to the LCS and they do it for themselves and for Rizzo, who's earned it, Dusty Baker, who's earned it, this playing core that has earned it, and for the Capitals and for the Redskins and for everyone in town, like the Wizards in Game 7 this year, that couldn't deliver on their backs today, I'm going to hope and assume that the Nationals come through.
I respect you for that. I am not. I am not having that same attitude. I know this, though. We get to talk about something completely different. If they lose last night, we've postponed whatever bad could possibly happen. This is all you can ask for. They couldn't win the series last night. They could only do what they did, which is to extend their season. Give yourself a chance to throw another swing. I am giddy about that.
And they did it, without really hitting again. They had five
hits as a
total
team.
Hits.
The offense is still broken, and they're not going to do much to fix it here overnight. And Kyle Hendricks befuddled them like nobody's business in game number one. He's on the bump for the Chicago Cubs visiting. They've got a confidence about them because they know two things. One, they don't have to see Strasburg again the rest of the series. Those guys, the way they were talking to him after the game, it was like trying to hit one of those trick balls in the backyard when a guy's throwing from 15 feet away.
33 changeups, 15 swings and misses.
Patently absurd.
Average exit velocity off of Strasburg yesterday. So what that means is how hard is the ball hit off your bat? 77 miles an hour. On average in the sport this year, the average exit velocity, 86 miles an hour, about 10 higher. And home runs, you know, base hits that are on a rope are normally upwards mid to high 90s, 100 miles an hour. The average ball hit off Strasburg was in the 70s. They didn't hit him hard.
They did not.
They couldn't manage more than three base hits that fell in. They struck out 12 times. They couldn't even make contact with his changeup. And he took the mound with people like Mark Teixeira saying that his decision not to pitch proves that he's soft. With people like on MLB Network, David Ross saying he couldn't look him in the eye. Well, Strasburg showed up, felt like himself.
So good enough to do that.
And he ended a narrative that was probably overblown over the years, that he was soft, that he couldn't do it. You know, yesterday you and I crushed how Dusty handled the situation at the press conference.
I think rightfully so.
How the Nationals, Rizzo, everyone else handled the scenario all day long. I don't backtrack on any of that. I still feel like it was a disaster of a saga that they created. At no point did we question Steven Strasburg's grit. And if you did, you owe him an apology today, because he went out and he shoved, not just on the Cubs, but on everyone who's ever said that guy is a, what was the word everyone was using?
An orchid, baby, an orchid.
He's a flower. He's an orchid. Well, that orchid just struck out 12 in seven scoreless.
How about that orchid has four-plus pitches and shoved on people?
How about that orchid has struck out more batters in a division series than any pitcher in history, tied with Verlander with the record with 22.
Sheer dominance, bro.
Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. If you could talk to Steven Strasburg or Michael Taylor this morning, what would you tell them? That's what we want to know. You could talk to Strass, you could talk to Taylor, you get a couple of minutes. What are you going to tell them? 800-636-1067. You're listening to Grant and Danny. We're live from the theater at MGM National Harbor for the Junkies Poker Open. It's presented by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. You're listening to The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.